Hey, welcome to another episode of
Where the Cameras.
Why do you make that fucking annoying ass voice? You did that in my video. Why?
That's Luis. You change your voice all the time. You fucking make your face expressions. You are a whole ass character, bitch. Let me be.
Let me be an annoying character. I'm trying to help you, girl.
No, you're not. Don't help me.
Anyways. Well, where have you been? What have you been doing? Because we clearly didn't record last week because somebody fucking had too many fucking indie appointments.
Luis, no, I was sick, you guys. I was sick. I generally got sick. So here's what happened. Last week, I took my exams that I've been studying for. Y creo que yo sola me enfermé because I had already said, like, oh, I need to take a day from work to study. And I need to, like, really... I had been studying during the week, but I really had to, like, just sit my ass down at my desk and really fucking study for a whole day. And haz de cuenta que, como dice mi mamá, la palabra es poderosa, like, la boca. And I was literally like, I'm gonna be sick.
And well, you're putting that in the universe, so of course.
So I did. I literally got sick. I think all the stress, the anxiety, everything, like, just piled up. And I stressed myself out, and I got sick. And I was sick, and I was literally in bed all weekend. I didn't do anything. I just needed a day. So Luis, as he always likes to be main character, he fucking just said, fuck you.
You had 3 days.
No.
You had Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Everybody knows that record. Luis's main character syndrome.
And let's just... Can you tell me what date it is right now? And what time?
It's Sunday.
Uh-huh. What time is it?
It's 7:20.
And how come we haven't recorded?
Because Luis, you have also... Luis is just fucking annoying because literally when it's convenient to him, he will say, let's record.
No, we had a schedule.
Well, I'm busy. Sorry, like, I was busy this
weekend.
We
had a schedule
but
of
I'm here,
Friday.
And that's what matters. So.
You're a bitch.
You are.
Because we had a schedule, Julie.
Yeah, we did, Luis. But on Friday, I had to work. I wasn't on my ass. I wasn't fucking just sleeping like you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Anyways. Don't fucking come for me right now.
Damn, anyways. She is salsa caliente right now.
You know what? I'ma just defend myself.
Ay, ¿qué te think? ¿Cuál es?
Because Luis just always likes to put us on blast, but nobody fucking puts him on blast. So I'ma fucking put you on. Te voy a tender tu ropita. Te voy a sacar tus trapos al sol.
Okay, well, very good, porque they're over there in the lavadora right now. So please do so.
But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that last episode of Luis doing his, what'd you do?
Affirmations.
Sorry, no, that was actually my idea. See, main character syndrome. That Simbrum. Was my idea. Simbrum. And Luis said,
"That was
I'm going to use this opportunity said, that Luis is not going to record so that I can be the main attraction.
Listen, I need us to have consistency because clearly there are now 4 people that listen to this podcast. So I want to be consistent for them. And we were talking about affirmations. So I'm like, why not? Let's do some affirmations. Actually, speaking about affirmations, I found this amazing affirmation audio on Spotify. And this is what I do. I put my phone underneath my pillow and I put the affirmations and I let it play for an hour. I go to sleep and I fall asleep within minutes. But I like to think that my subconscious is still like up and running. And so these affirmations, las dejo por una hora. And I'll listen to them like the first 5 minutes and then I fall asleep. And I've been waking up como con más energía, como más, si sabes? So that's why we're like, we should make those affirmations. Y aún más importante, I did them in Spanish because I know that many of us, like you and I, have parents that maybe don't understand English that well. So having these affirmations in Espanol is a really great opportunity to show them to your parents, play it for them, para que, you know, they can get into this habit. I don't think our parents ever did affirmations or heard of affirmations. So that's what I did. ¿Qué hemos hecho since our last episode? Because a lot of things have happened. Should I go first or do you want to go first?
You can go ahead.
Okay.
Since you just want to be all about you.
Listen. Listen. People, yeah, go listen.
Ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, so you said go ahead. So you said go ahead. Go ahead. So since the last episode where Judy and I sat down, we talked about everything that happened, how I left the job, how, ¿cómo se llama? I talked about my experience at this marketing advertising agency. And since then, I fucking threw out my back.
He's in a wheelchair.
Cállate, estúpida.
Es la edad.
And so, literally, I was doing things with globitos, counting globos. Like, we weren't even doing anything hard or anything. Pero I pulled a fucking muscle. I pulled a muscle. And I was like, what the heck? So, eso pasó.
In this, I'm going to interrupt you, sorry. In this part, in this snippet, you need to add, my back.
Shook my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack.
My back and my crack.
You're so dumb. Anyways, ¿cómo se llama? Entonces, years ago, I had a friend and he gave me this book. Se llama La Metamedicina, La Curación a Tu Alcance. Dime qué te duele y te diré por qué. So obviously, okay, so this book, let me tell you a little bit about this book. So this friend of mine, he's all about taking care of his body, eating healthy, going out, jogging. And when I met him, he really got me into jogging and trying to be healthy. Todo ese rollo. Well, he's a firm believer that que si te duele algo en tu cuerpo es porque tu cuerpo te está diciendo algo, right? Like, listen, you need to take care of this, or this is why it's happening. Desde dolor de muela, desde labios, desde rodillas, o sea, todo, absolutamente todo, cualquier cosa que te pase con tu cuerpo. Este libro, literal, es como una Biblia de tu cuerpo, right? And so I looked dolor de espalda, and it took me to page 265, y dice, la espalda y la columna vertebral con sus 33 vértebras, right? And then it tells you dolor de espalda según la región afectada se asocia con, okay? And I'm going to read all of them, and I'll tell you which ones I think are why I got this dolor de espalda. So, la primera, con un sentimiento de soledad, de abandono, con un sentimiento de impotencia, de desvalorización, con el hecho de sentirse responsable del sufrimiento de un ser querido, con el hecho de tener que cargar con demasiadas responsabilidades, con no sentirse suficientemente apoyado y animado, con la inseguridad material. So those are the reasons as to why your back hurts, right? And so as I was reading these, I was like, holy fuck. Like, this makes so much sense because I genuinely felt the, ¿cómo se llama? Which one is it? Con un sentimiento de impotencia, de desvalorización. And that is exactly how working at this agency made me feel. That's one. And then the next one that I associated my back pain to is con la inseguridad material y con el hecho de tener que cargar con demasiadas responsabilidades. And so the whole impotencia material, I think, is because I had promised Fernando, my partner, that I would take care of the rent moving forward because he's literally been taking care of everything, right? All the bills, all, like, everything. And I told him, like, hey, listen, por lo menos ya vas a tener extra dinero because I'll take care of this and I'll take care of that now that I have a job. And so now quitting that job also made me feel like, fuck, ¿y ahora qué voy a hacer? You know? And I think that those are the reasons why I threw out my back. So anyways, como buen latino. ¿Por qué te ríes, babosa? You're so mean. Como buen latino, I didn't go to the doctor and I was like, se me va a pasar. So this happened on Sunday. I quit on Thursday. And so this happened on Sunday, right? And then pasó la semana and I was like, my back. And then I was like, you know what? I need to go see a doctor because what if I hurt my back somehow? Like, I did lift the boxes, but they weren't that heavy, but maybe I lift them in the wrong, like, it could just be a freak fucking accident, right? So I made an appointment. I went to go see the doctor, and he started, you know, doing some tests or whatever. Me inyectó some desinflamatorios, and he gave me medication. And he's like, listen, I'm going to, te voy a mandar a hacer unos rayos X just to make sure. But more than likely, this is just you pulled a muscle. And I was like, okay, and how does that heal? Like, what can I take for it to fucking heal? And he said, no, you basically need to take it easy, not do any heavy lifting, and it heals on its own. It takes 6 to 8 weeks. And I was like, what the fuck? That's gnarly. Entonces ya me fui a hacer los rayos X, and he basically said, I'm gonna make a follow-up appointment, and I'll see you in 3 weeks. And I said, okay. And then he said, if anything crazy comes out on the X-rays, I'll give you a call. But if not, just don't worry about it. I was like, okay, cool. And so the very next day after I went to go get the fucking X-rays, me llama. And it said, like, the name of the doctor, right? And I was like, oh my fucking God, literal sudé. And he was like, hey, don't worry, don't panic. Those were his first words. He's like, don't panic, there's nothing wrong. I just wanted to call you so you can have some peace of mind. The X-rays came back and they're fine. You don't, like, there's nothing broken there or dislocated or whatever. Everything is fine. So you do have a pulled muscle.
You broke your back.
Imagínate. Like, that's so fucking gnarly. So that gave me peace of mind, and I was like, okay, cool. So ahorita ya... me estoy tomando el medicamento. I'm not taking it like 3 times a day as indicated because it's also very, it's a drug that is like 800 millimeters or como se dice? Not millimeters, milligrams. Esa. ibuprofen, ibuprofen de 80 miligramos. And he's like, you could take up to 3 a day, blah, blah, depending on the pain. And I've been trying not to, but also when it is uncomfortable, I do take it. And yeah, and that's been that. Pero, so I think it's that gave me that pain. The fact that they made me feel like a complete fucking idiota. And two, that I had promised my partner that I would take care of like the payments and the responsabilidad. Yeah, of course, there's a lot of responsibilities, you know. But I think those three things are probably the things that made this happen.
Like the stress pile on.
Yeah. So anyways, la meta medicina, la curación a tu alcance. It is such a great book because every time me ha dolido algo, I go in here and I'm like, a ver, ¿qué significa? And then I associate it to things. I'm like, oh my God, yes. So I really do believe that our bodies are a vessel that if you don't take care of it, and you're stressed and you don't talk about it and you don't solve things, like it reflects in your body. So definitely recommend this book if you're out. I don't know, they probably do sell it on Amazon. Este me lo regaló mi amigo, me lo compró en México, and I brought it, and it's an amazing book. Y después de eso, I bought comforters on TikTok because you know that I've had my comforter for over 10 years. Like, I was doing a DIY a year ago, and I literally cut through the comforter, and I sewed it, because my comforter, literal, is warm during the winter, and it's cool during the summer. It's the most amazing comforter in the world. And I bought it off of a hotel, and I've bought other comforters, but they don't work the way this one does. And it cost me $150, which is not... too bad, pero tampoco no está barato. Si sabes, no cuesta $30 como las pinches colchas que venden en el SWAT meet, mm-hmm. right? So, which obviously there's nothing wrong with those. We have some, pero I guess I'm sharing the price because it's not too expensive, but it's not also really inexpensive. And because I haven't found one, I'm like, mi edredón, o sea, it's 10 years old, but I'd love that thing. And so I was browsing through TikTok en una de esos días, and literally I found a comforter, and it was on special, and I bought it for $26.99, and it was a king size edredon, and I was like, dude, for $26.99, I'm willing to take the risk because
they're expensive.
Because yeah, they're yeah. expensive, and it was obviously on special. It was like half off because it was like original price was $79.99, and I bought it. It literally came in 2 days. And I was like, well, let's try it. And lo primero que se me ocurrió fue ponerlo on top of our old edredon. Dude, esa noche, literal, sudamos. It was like so fucking hot. De por sí, Fernando, his body's always like hot in temperature. And so then the next day, quitamos the old edredon and we just left the new edredon. And it was heaven. Like, we didn't even have to turn on the heater, the little space heater we have. It was great. And so I was like, you know what? Let me do a review. And let me link the comforter so people can buy it. So the first day I linked it, I said what I said. Y se vendieron como tres. And I was like, oh, that's so cool, que si se vendieron. And then the next day se vendieron cinco. And I was like, oh, wow, ya van ocho. And then I was like, I told you and I told my mom. And my mom was like, oh, tell us, la próxima semana que me paguen, we'll buy one. And I was like, you know what, let me just buy them now. So I bought one for you and one for mom. And then the next day, it was like 50 edredones had sold. And I was like, what the heck? And the video started getting... you know,
viral.
Yeah, it started going a little viral to the point where right now it has over five. I did four videos. One of them has over 500,000 views. The other one has like, I think 150. There's another one that has 20, and there's another one that has like 15. So all this to say that here I was worried about dinero and the rent y todo ese rollo. Literal, since I did this video, I've sold over 850 comforters. And that is a ganancia of like $4,400. Count it up.
Let's count all the money. Count it up. Tell me.
And I was like, what the fuck? That is gnarly. I was like, wait, no chingas mames. I could not fucking believe that. And obviously, I went down this rabbit hole of like researching y todo este rollo. And yes, you can make money. Sí, claro, literal. And so, because of that video, a lot of companies have reached out offering me all this shit, dude.
Which, by the way, I'm sipping on this brand new cup.
¿Cómo se llama?
It's called
Miyoki.
But okay, this is my review on this cup, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna be the most sincere.
Yes,
okay.
That's what we want, because if it sucks, it sucks.
So this cup right here is supposed to be like a
Stanley dupe?
Yeah, a Stanley dupe, okay? I'm not hating, because I'd rather have this than a Stanley 1,000%, because, you know. One, because they're fucking expensive, but two, like, Stanley, it's just, nah, girl. I ain't about to buy myself a fucking $50 cup, girl. I ain't about that life. The drinking water ain't that serious, boo. I'm fucking cool with my jug. But anyways, it's actually really cute. Like, the color is cute. It's my favorite color. It's, like, super cute. The one thing I will say, my favorite part is the straw. Something about the straws, dude. Like,
really?
Like, I don't know. The straws is... it's just... I don't know. But I did put ice in it, thinking, uh-huh, like, oh, se va a quedar, you know, así como el de Stanley, así, I'm gonna set it up on fire. But... that's like my only review, that the ice melted, the water did not stay cold, it like went back. So as far as for drinking water, uh-huh, room temp, it's fine. Obviously, it's gonna do the deed, and uh-huh, you're gonna look cute, but it's not gonna keep your water cold. So
okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. That's the.
But it's cute. It's cute, y'all. It's cute.
I mean.
And I'm sipping on it right now because we got it for free. And who doesn't like free shit?
Who doesn't like free 99? Absolutely. So I guess then my follow-up review is going to specifically say that. Like, I am going to say that because somebody fucking had the nerve to say, to write a comment and saying that, like, dicen lo que sea por vender y ganarse comisión. And I'm like, listen, like... I'm going to go down this rabbit hole and I'm going to now be testing out different products, but I'm only testing out products that make sense for me. Like, these are products that I would use and purchase anyway. So if I can use, you know, if I can use this, these products that I buy that I'm that I would use anyway and make some money, wait, ¿por qué no? So the reason why I got this is because me llegó un cupón de $50 to buy like whatever I wanted for $50. And I saw this and I was like, I think Hoodie would like this. And plus I saw the colors. The colors are really cool. And they're colors that I would use on a frame. Like, literal. So that's why I got it. But
You didn't paint this, Diego?
No. But I should have. I mean, I could. And so now I ordered all these products and I've paid for some. Some of them me los regalaron. And a lot of these companies are reaching out and they're like, hey, we would love for you to promote our product. We'll send you free product. All you have to do is this, this, and that. Y hay una máquina que literal I've been eyeing. And it's the pet grooming fucking máquina. Because you know dad would love that shit, right? It's like a vacuum cleaner that cuts hair, that sucks the hair. Like, you brush the hair and it's like, it looks
it's
awesome.
It's a whole ass business.
It's a whole ass business. So I was like, I want to get it. It's like $80 without any discount. And I was like, I want to get it. And finally, the people from the machine sent me a request if I wanted it, except if I wanted it, they needed me to record a video and they sent like 20 different shots of like, these are what they want. And I responded, and this video is on TikTok, and I said, hey, listen, I am down, but I will not record your shots that you want. I will obviously feature the product and talk about the product, but I will do it in my style so that it's organic and it's not like a fucking commercial, right? Mm-hmm. Ya no me respondieron. So
they must be white.
So then Fernando texted me today and he's like, mira, me salió esta máquina and it's $50. I le salen $50 because since he's never buying anything, they gave him extra discounts. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, get the machine and then we'll do a review.
And then we'll just, they're going to look and be like,
yeah, but see, that's the thing though. Like if I buy it with my money, I can say
whatever the fuck you want.
Whatever the fuck because I bought it, right? Just with the comforter.
But eventually they'll get to you and be like, oh shit, this guy's really doing it. And then they're going to feel stupid.
Well, yeah, but like, so he bought it. And so when it gets here, we'll test it out. And if it does work, I will link it.
So if it does work, we have a new grooming
business.
If
Papi Ringo has a new grooming business. Yeah. I think he'll like it. I think he'll enjoy it.
Honestly, I think my dad in the past life was so many things. because yeah, he does actually a really great job at grooming the dogs. I'm not going to lie.
So that's where those are the things that I've done, and I'm still waiting to hear back from my friend about the queer space. He said that he would get to me next week because he had a grand opening in Tijuana, and I'm excited about that too. If it happens, when it happens, I think it's going to be a great opportunity because, listen, the queer Latino folks need a space that is nice and fancy and beautiful, not just on Thursday or Sundays or special nights. But so I'm excited about that. And what have you been up to?
I took my last exam on Friday, which I feel really confident about. I just gotta see what's up with that. What else? I went on a date today, y'all. America, did you hear that? I went on a date.
This is why we're recording at 7:42.
No, it was fue muy lindo. It was a cool. It honestly, I think the best part, and I will say this genuinely with all my heart because I truly believe this, but I think the best part about dating is the fact that whether it works out or not, or whether it goes the way that you want it to, or whatever the fact, I think the best part is meeting somebody new, because I think especially nowadays where everything is just so bland, I think COVID really did like fuck up the dating culture and just everything in general. But I think nowadays, like to date, it's such a hit or miss. Like it's so hard as an adult. It's like super, super discouraging sometimes too. But I think the best part about dating is that you're putting yourself out there, but you're meeting people from literally all over, right? Like people that you
Well, that's if you put yourself out there in that sense, because we all have a type, and if you're like, oh, he's not my type, not my type, then you're not experiencing what you just said.
Yeah. But again, this is why I'm saying it, is that whoever's dating out there, I think the coolest thing is that you meet people that you don't really expect to meet, obviously. But also, yes, you have to put yourself out there and not think of it as like, I want to date this person because this, this, and this. It's just like, I just want to date this person because we fucking found something in common. And that's like really cool, because there's so many people in the fucking world. And to come across someone that like something grabbed your attention about each other, like that's already solid enough to be like, wow, like that's beautiful to me. Like the fact that you just meet people and eventually, or that person will teach you something, or you'll learn from that person, whatever, right? So this person is definitely not my type at all. I don't even think I have a type.
Miss one, number four, 90.
Okay, what you want me to do?
Just say what kind of man you're looking for.
Okay, tell you, I'm looking for a man.
Is that it?
Yeah. No, no.
Okay, what kind of man?
Yeah, okay, a kind man, not mean man.
Is that all?
Yeah, no, no, I tell you, very important, okay? He have to look like a man.
You want to describe him?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I describe, you describe.
No, you describe him.
Yeah, okay, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
You go ahead and do it to the camera.
Okay. You go ahead.
Or miss one, press pound 490.
Lowered expectations. You do, but okay.
But anyways, he's not, and he's really cool. Like, I had such a great time. He was really chill. I feel comfortable, and that's another thing for me, is that I want to... When I'm on a date, I'm very blunt, and I'll be like, if I do not feel comfortable, it's like, oh my God, yeah, my mom's calling, I gotta go, you know? Like, I'm very blunt in the sense that if I'm not feeling comfortable, I will say, hey, this was really nice, I'm happy, like, I'm, thank you for bringing me, or thank you for this, but I want to go, it's not gonna work out, or let's just stay as friends, you know? And this guy did a really good job of making me feel comfortable. Like, he was so cool, he was such a goof, he's a dork, so I'm just like, oh, cool. Like, that was fun, you know? Like, what was I going to do this Sunday? Nothing. Well, what did we do? Yeah, we went to go get a dress for mom. So, like, you know, it wasn't, like, something planned. It was very, like, hey, I'm free now. Like, what are we doing? So, yeah, it was cool. It was a...
Why do you say that he wasn't, like, your type or...
Because I usually go... So, I don't like to think that I have a type, but we're pulled towards people that we have... that we think we have commonalities with, right? Mm-hmm. Like, por ejemplo, tiene que ser mexicano, tiene que hablar español. Like, that's, like, what you're already looking, like, you already have a type, right? This guy is Asian, does not speak Spanish. He's a little older than me. He's a little short king. Well, no, he's, like, my height. But he's like really just like, he's just cool. Like he's one, I mean, I'm very open to dating different types of guys, but I usually do want to say that I go towards obviously people that speak Spanish, because obviously I've always said this, and I think I've said it in an episode before, where I want to date someone that is able to communicate with my parents, or at least makes the effort to, or, you know, because that's always not like it's fine if that's not the case, you
but
know?
I don't think it's fine. I don't think it's fine, because you and I are so close to our parents.
Like, we
have such a great family bond that I don't think I think you're telling yourself, like, I would be open, it's fine if they don't speak the language. But in the long run, I think that that is going to pull you away from this nucleus, because even if he's here... Like, what? You're going to be translating every single thing? Like, you're going to get bored of that shit.
I mean, yes, but also I'm not going to shut down for that. Like, I think whoever your person is going to work out, and that person is either going to be like, yeah, fuck with that, I'll learn Spanish.
Okay,
like,
yeah, but what if they don't?
Well, then if they don't, then I will fucking get there and be like, okay, you know what, dude, then it's not going to work out. Because, yeah, you're right. How is this person going to What I'm saying is...
Well, that's what I... You just...
Yeah,
you
but
just
what, I'm say, what I'm saying is he doesn't speak Spanish, but that's not going to make me shut down and say, oh, no, never mind. Because
okay, if, but then he, you're, but then he's just... Then, okay, you're either wasting your time, one, or two, you're like, you know what? Let's just fuck. And
Luis,
that's
this
fine.
This was the first date, Luis.
Yeah,
I'm not...
but that's what I'm saying, Judith.
The following program is rated TV MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
Like, I cannot tell if we're going to get married tomorrow. You know, like, that's something that I cannot tell.
I mean,
like,
listen,
I'm going with the
listen,
flow.
And you're still young. You have time to fuck around and waste your time.
The point is that Luis always hates on whoever I'm dating. And this is what I told him today. I said, he literally always hates. And Fernando's not my favorite person in the world. But I'm not a fucking hater like you.
Ooh, Fernando!
And I'm not, I love Fernando, but I'm not saying, like, there's things about Fernando that I would, you know... Like, Fernando tolerates you so much that I would be the one to tell Fernando, what are you doing? Like, you can... Why are you with my brother?
Damn, estoy tronando hasta los dedos de los pies, Judy.
Because Fernando is such a great person.
Yeah, but
you, I'm not gonna hate on him and be like, Fernando, like this, like la estás cagando, dude. My brother's such a bitch. Like, why are you with him? Like, I'm not gonna hate on the fact that he truly cares and wants to be there for you, but I feel like you hate on me all the time. With guys,
because
and I'm just like, dude, I'm a fucking adult. Like,
no, because
I don't...
I'm telling you based on, like, my experience.
Yeah, Luis, but your experience is obviously different than mine.
Acabas de admitir, Judith, like, let's just fucking face it. You cannot, or probably would not, tie the knot to somebody that doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, but that, I'm not, but... Okay, yes, but I cannot determine if this person... What if this person actually really likes me and is like, hey, I'm going to learn Spanish for you. I cannot determine that right now, Luis. It was the first time I fucking met this person. Like, I can't.
But that's what I'm saying, Judy. Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you're still young and you still have time to fuck around.
Yeah, but...
And you have time to waste your time.
Okay, then... Then why are you hating on me? Just let me be. Like, just don't fucking be like, oh. Like, literally every
like
person.
Like, what happened to the Aguascalientes guy?
He's still my friend, and he's a great person.
What happened to him that you were like, you straight up luego called him friend?
Because he's on obviously like a friend. He's a friend. I see this person more of a friend. I don't.
Why?
Just because I feel very comfortable being his friend. I don't know if this, if the.
Probably because he has his shit together.
No, he probably, no. But maybe like in the future I like, it works out. But that's the thing, I'm not putting pressure on myself to fucking like, obviously I want to have a relationship and obviously I obviously miss having my person. But just because I miss it doesn't mean that I'm going to fucking start checking like yes, no. Because one, yes, I'm still young. And two, it's like, I'm not going to like, be opposed to just something that I don't like because I feel like that's just not fair, you know? Like, I don't know, you're just a fucking hater all the time.
No, I'm just telling you that you need to get somebody who speaks Spanish.
You're just a hater.
Somebody that speaks Spanish.
Well, then if I fucking don't and you don't want to be a part of my life, then is that what you're saying? That if
no,
I find someone that
saying,
you know, you're going to be like, oh, well, my sister, she's so stupid because she...
I am just saying that we are so close. And we are, like, so accustomed to having these dinners, these get-togethers, and talk amongst ourselves and laugh, ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Me knowing you, I know that you're going to feel uncomfortable. That other person's going to feel uncomfortable because while everybody's laughing or everybody's like, he's going to be like, what happened? Are you going to be translating the whole last conversation?
I want to know people out there who have partners that are not in your...
But it's not the same.
It's the same. It's
because what if people out there don't have the kind of relationship that we have at home?
Yeah.
Like, we just came... You missed it because you were out on a date, but... We literally, all of us went to my dad's favorite fish taco place.
Luis is just a fucking hater. And I'm really, honestly, this makes me a little sad that you Like, and I've never told you this before. I will fucking tell you right now.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
I honestly do hate the fact that you always have something to pinpoint about wherever I date. Because
that's not true.
Yes, you do. That's you not do, true. Luis. You've talked that's shit about not... literally every single person that I've dated. Literally. And I'm not even gonna... I'm gonna call him out.
Okay, but listen, what are the things that I've called you out on?
Let me speak.
A ver.
Bitch. I'm saying my last boyfriend ever that everybody fucking met, okay? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was with this person for the longest time. And Luis knows obviously the good and the bad because as a sister and as my brother, I'm obviously going to tell you everything regardless, right? Uh-huh. And this fucking guy, Luis.
Oh, I thought the fucking guy that you were dating. I was
going to
say, yeah, you see?
But you and Fernando went through similar things that I saw that I fucking, even to this day, I was in this fucking room and Fernando came fucking blasted and fucking crazy ass to knock on this window and act dumb. But am I the type of person to judge and say, oh, Fernando, like, fuck that guy? No, because people do a bunch of shit and they make mistakes.
Of course.
But you always hate. So... for any reason I ever were to be like, you know what, I'm gonna go back with my ex-boyfriend, I think that's, as my sibling, you should be respectful of my decision and just say, you know what, if my sister's gonna be happy, then that's fine. Because I feel like you just don't, like, you and Fernando went through things that I experienced with you guys that, like, I'm not gonna hold a grudge on Fernando, and I'm not gonna No, because at the end of the day, if this person makes you happy, then why the fuck am I going to talk shit? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're like that about all the people that I date. It's like you just automatically say, nope.
And that's exactly...
And you hate, and you
That's exactly what we talked about last time with Alfred. I said, I wouldn't do this, red flags. And sometimes I, myself, ignore those red flags. And you're absolutely right. Fernando and I went through a lot of shit. We got physical, we had fucking restraining orders y la chingada. And then we left each other for 3 years. And then shit happened. He came back, totally different person. We're like, let's try it. And we're back. Absolutely. But people change. People absolutely fucking change. And if you were ever to go back to your ex, I wouldn't say a damn thing.
You tell me all the time.
What do I tell you?
You're always like, estás bien pendeja. You would be a pendeja. Or you have told me, Luis. You have told me.
Yes, because I've told you that because you've done so much. You've accomplished so much.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be like, well, I mean, I just feel like it comes from a good place that you're being like this. But also, it makes me sad because it's like, at the end of the day...
It makes you sad that I care for you?
No, it makes me sad that you wouldn't, that you're kind of being hypocritical... Because you wouldn't, like, you would have this, like, ugh, she's going back with her ex, ugh. Where I could have been like that with Fernando and been like, Luis, really? Like,
but
I'm not, because that's not my pedo, Luis. If you want to be happy, you're happy and I see it.
And you can absolutely do it. Y te voy a decir exactamente como le dije a Karina, my sister-in-law, before they got married, her and Ricardo had a big old thing. That I literally had to rescue her. And I said, listen, bitch, this is the first and last time you ask me for a rescue. That is how my brother is. This is your opportunity to fucking let him go. And, you know, go on your own fucking way. I told her that. And they got married. And I've never... at least she has never come to me like, help. Or, oh, I don't know why your brother is acting this way. Or nada. Because she knows that I fucking warned her.
Well, because because you're a cunt, Luis. But what I'm saying is, and I honestly, truly, and I have told Fernando, like, there has been times where I've been like, bro, like, why are you with Luis? Like, you tolerate a lot about Luis. And I think, like I said, I'm not saying that he's not my, like, you know what I meant? Like, he's not my favorite person. Like, he's not, like, someone that I would maybe go to. But... It doesn't mean that I don't love him or I don't care for him. Obviously, I do, because he puts a lot with your shit. You're a fucking handful. So it's like, why would I not love that person that loves you with all your baggage? But I feel like you wouldn't do that for... I mean, I don't know, Luis. You're just...
I would...
Yeah, the past times that I've talked to you about people, you always pull something out and you're like,
Bring one up. Let's see. If people think that I'm just being an asshole, bring one of those things up.
Yeah, the whole... When I was dating... What's his face? We're not gonna bring his name up. Okay, uh-huh. But when I was dating him, automatically you're like, I don't like him. I don't fucking like him because he looked the wrong way and I don't like him. You literally did.
Luis. Okay, this is why I didn't like him.
And then this I was like, bro, it's barely a fucking, it's barely happening. And then right away you're like,
okay, listen.
And honestly, I think that also discouraged me a lot. And the fact that like,
really?
Because shit started happening where I started to see his true colors, and eventually
I was like, okay. Well, see, I guess I wasn't wrong. I guess I wasn't being an asshole to the perfect man of your dreams.
But the thing is, you need to let me do it.
You asked me.
Yeah, but when
then
you
don't ask me.
When you automatically
are like, you asked me, what do you think of him? And I told you, and I said, listen, I don't like him. And I'll tell you why. I didn't like him because you invited him into the house. He sat at our table with the whole ass family. He sat with our whole ass family. Yes, he did. And he doesn't speak Spanish. He kind of understands Spanish, but he doesn't speak Spanish. And what did this crazy dude do? He got on his fucking phone to watch a game. So was I supposed to be like, oh, that's cool, just because he doesn't speak the language?
No, but he was still talking to us, Luis. He was still...
Yeah, but while he was watching the game on his phone at the table,
he was still talking.
Like, I don't even know why you're excusing that.
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying,
for those of you that are listening, all four of you, send us a DM and let us know, like, was that fucked up of me to tell Jodi, like, I don't like him because he did that? Like, o sea, güey, no llevas ni seis meses. Like, this is the time to fucking, you want to be on your phone? Then don't fucking come to fucking have almuerzo with the person you're dating. Stay at home, because how do you not think that that's
I think you just really fast, really, like, shut it down.
We don't get it.
Shut it down.
We don't get it.
Shut it down.
We
don't get it. Shut it down.
And like, I get it. Again, I know that you're doing it out of like love, but I think it's annoying that you are quick to be like, I don't fucking like this person. Now, I don't like, I showed him a picture of my date today and he was like, ush, no. And I was like, dude.
Because he...
It doesn't matter, doesn't speak Luis. Spanish. That's my... It doesn't... It just... Anyways, I'm not even going to go there because...
Hoodie, I know that you would
be I know, unhappy. But I'm not going to marry this guy. what if I did? And he was like, I'm going to speak Spanish for you. Then that's fine. To me, that's
that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, then why are you shutting it down now? Like, don't fucking shut it down. Let me fucking figure that out. It's the first date.
Pero, wait. Estás diciendo hasta tu pinche... vision board, okay, you're like, I'm gonna find the man of my dreams. You're just fucking wasting your time.
Luis, it's the first day. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
You already know he doesn't speak Spanish. You're already wasting your time.
No.
Then I don't, that makes no sense to me. You're putting on your vision board that you're like,
but I'm not gonna shut down just because of that. Like, that's not a valid ass reason, because I don't know that maybe he will wanna talk in Spanish, or he'll want to learn for me. Like, that just... Everybody, just tell him that he's fucking wrong. Because Luis is just so fucking... Luis is a lot, y'all. And I have to live with him.
There you go. The dosh right there, girl.
But anyways, and actually, I'm feeling a little bit high right now, because when I fucking came home, I literally smoked a little bit.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was the class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
Because I feel like I'm sitting like this, like a señora.
You are.
And I have no more. I have nothing else to say.
Oh my God, so she's high.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high.
But anyway,
because I got high.
This can be really brutal.
I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
What did you just ask me to do?
To pull up the picture of the screenshot I sent you of the message we were sent.
Where did you send it?
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La, da, 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 da.
So, you feeling high?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know what you think, because...
Tell me that Luis is a cunt.
Tell her that she's a cunt. Anyways, sorry if you get offended about that word, but la verdad es que es la única pinche mala palabra en inglés that offends people. And all other words just don't even sound like you're insulting anyone. So anyways, we want to read a quick message from one of our listeners and...
Our only listener. I'm just kidding.
Did you hear that, Lashes? You got to work with her. Rosa, did you hear that? Anyways.
I'm kidding. Lashes.
So... Okay, so then, we want to read this message.
Okay, it says, thank you so much for opening up about your job experience and experiences in the latest episode. Primeramente, felicidades on the largest order to date de Globitos, porque I know that as soon as this large order will be a normal thing and small compared to what life has in store for you. En serio que when I was listening to the podcast and you were talking about Latinos in corporate America, I legit saw myself. Coming early, staying late, volunteering to work, extra, etc., etc., only to be judged when I am not able to go above and beyond my job description and to not feel appreciated. Because of this episode, I am coming into work today with a new mindset of so no les gusta que se chinguen. Because you are right. We have it in us that we need to always be, even on our lunch, eating at my desk or working while eating during my lunch. Not taking breaks, etc. For what? My time is valuable and so am I. So I wanted to, again, thank you and Judith for the podcast. Y'all post. They are freaking amazing. Hard eyes, hard eyes, hard eyes.
Who said that?
Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. So, Brianna, first of all, thank you so much for that message. Honestly, it made my day. I sent it and shared it with Judith, and she also was like, oh, love her.
And this was my idea.
No, it wasn't, but, you know, let's just give her that. So, Brianna, who did it?
Why did you... So, Brianna. Brianna.
So, Brianna. Brianna sounds like she's Briaga. don't say it in
can
the
we
Spanish.
Call you Brie? Can we call you Brie?
Like the cheese.
There's a cheese named Brie?
Yes. It's the cheese that I always buy for my baguettes.
My baguette.
From Trader Joe's.
My baguettes.
Maybe you should just smoke all the time.
Me?
No, bitch. Brianna.
Well, you know what, Brianna? You might, because guess what, girl? Guess
what, girl? We would like to invite you. Why don't we just stare at the phone and give us a
camera? Oh, my God.
Where are the cameras?
Like, when people are like, por ejemplo. Oh, my God, I can't.
Like cuando te ganas algo, ¿no?
Yeah.
Eres la llamada número 9, Brianna. So.
Te acabas de ganar unos boletos to come sit on our couch.
To come sit with us and record. So, Brianna, we want to invite you to be on the podcast. because you actually came to the dinner that I hosted, La Noche Aquí,
where
La
you Cena. Actually wanted to just see me.
And
what the fuck was that?
And you told us that you've been following for a long time. And so what we would love to do, if you are up for it and are interested, is we would like to record a podcast with you where you actually interview us. Ask us anything, because clearly you've been following for a long time and you know a lot
anything
of things.
Anything you want, even if it's juicy.
Yes, everything, anything. We would love to have you on the podcast and have you ask maybe questions that you've thought, like, while you're listening to us, and you're like, wait, what happened? What happened there? Or whatever the case. So, anyways, when you hear this, because we know that you
listen to this, you're a caller.
Number 9. But, mandanos un mensaje through Instagram and let us know when you're available to record. We would love to have you on the show.
Así que, on the show.
On the podcast. So, I'm still looking at the phone like you're right there.
Oh my god! I'm so fucking scared.
Like we have you on FaceTime.
Oh my god! Oh god!
Okay. So, anyways, you can find me at _DIGUE on TikTok. And on Instagram. And if you see my TikTok, get the comforter, por favor. ¿Y tu hoodie?
I'm here.
She's high. Goodbye.
Bye.